It's Monday, the 19th of August, and this is the Monocle Minute. Here are the stories we're following today. The German Chancellor meets Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister, and freedom of movement is center stage. Plus, Disney's upcoming brand expo rattles the supersized studio's rivals.
It's undeniable that 2019 was the year of Disney, but we should look very carefully for 2020.
And despite some dire headlines, we'll tell you why it's not quite closing time for the old department store business model. I'm Ben Rylan in London. The Monocle Minute starts now. The Prime Minister of Hungary will meet Germany's Angela Merkel today at the Austro-Hungarian border town of Sopron. They'll be paying tribute to the 30th anniversary of the Pan-European Picnic, which helped lead to the fall of the Iron Curtain. The journalist and author Adam Labor has written about Hungarian affairs and covered the collapse of communism for British media. He joins me on the line. Adam, Merkel and Orbán will make quite the odd couple. Is this mostly symbolism, or do you think there'll be some time for serious political discussion as well?
Well, what I'm hearing is there's definitely going to be time for serious political discussions. They don't get along that well. They have quite different politics. I mean, Angela Merkel is much more liberal on migration and the whole question of European identity than Mr. Orbán. And there was a huge clash between them rooted back to 2015 during the height of the migration crisis, when 1 million people tramped through Europe and many of them passed through Hungary. But in a way, Angela Merkel came to Mr. Orbán's rescue because she opened the gates and let them come into Germany. But there's definitely a very different worldviews there about the future of Europe and what it means to be European.
Now, Adam, the Pan-European Picnic was held in 1989 as a demonstration of peace between Austria and Hungary. A border crossing was actually opened for 3 hours, allowing East Germans to cross freely. It became a key event in the lead-up to the opening of borders and the reunification of Germany. There'll be some uncomfortable symbolism here for Viktor Orbán, won't there?
I think in a way he'll have mixed feelings, because at that time he was an anti-communist who was calling for the Russians to go home and, you know, for Hungary to be a free and open country. And one of the things that people forget is that the drama of that year in 1989 was in November when the Berlin Wall opened. But you can make an argument that, of course, it was very important, but it was essentially theatre, because the real change happened that day, as you say, on the Pan-European Picnic when they opened the Iron Curtain. That was the first actual opening of the Iron Curtain when people were allowed to leave freely. And once that happened, then the rest is kind of inevitable, because once you seal off a continent for 40 years, but then you open it, it's obvious that you can't seal it up again because the pressures are just too high. So Hungary did play a very pivotal role then in bringing down the whole communist system and ultimately the Soviet Union.
Adam Labor, thank you. To other news now, Cathay Pacific will be hoping for slightly less turbulence in the markets this week after the resignation of its CEO Rupert Hogg on Friday. The airline's chair and former CEO John Slosar said it was time to put a new management team in place who can reset confidence and lead the airline to new heights. Cathay's share price plunged to its lowest point in a decade last week amid protests at Hong Kong's airport. Jonathan Fenby is a former editor of the South China Morning Post. He told Monocle that China's response to the protests will largely depend on how long the demonstrations can remain ostensibly peaceful.
The rhetoric from the Chinese side and the massing of troops just across the border in Shenzhen, together with a warning at one point that they are only 10 minutes away from Hong Kong, that has undoubtedly raised the temperature from that side. On the other side, we had the airport occupation by the protesters, which turned pretty violent towards the end. And now, as it were, both sides are looking at each other, wondering where they go next. And the main question is the extent to which the demonstration will remain peaceful and just a huge number of people, which is quite difficult for Beijing to object to, if you like, in the way that it has done to the violence, with talk of, you know, the first sprouts of terrorism and so on. I think cost for the central government of military intervention still remains very high. And if you had imagined that you had military intervention by the PLA, what happens afterwards? How does Beijing control a territory as sophisticated, as complex as Hong Kong with 7 million people.
Jonathan Fenby there. And Taiwan's transport ministry has once again pushed the opening of Taoyuan Airport's third terminal back, this time by 4 years. The new building, at an airport which sees 11 million tourists passing through it annually, received approval in 2015, but ambitious design plans have caused delays. The plans by British architecture practice Roger Sterk Haller & Partners to include 130,000 flower-shaped aluminium tubes on the ceiling of the terminal were seized upon as being expensive and difficult to maintain. The firm must submit a redesign within 6 months. Now to the United States, where gloomy headlines in the business pages are forcing a rethink of the old department store model.
There seems little that can hold the downward slide of the US department store. Barney's has filed for bankruptcy, citing its sky-high rentals at some of its signature locations and the continued migration to online shopping, while Macy's recently lowered its earning outlook after missing profit expectations. Survival will mean starting to think more smartly. For retailers, that means exploring other avenues such as Levi's, which recently announced a deal with big box store Target to stock its red tab jeans. And department stores need to learn how to do it right. Just look at Seattle-based Nordstrom, which will open a vast women's wear shop in Manhattan in October. Binding together e-commerce, experiential shopping and customer service may just be a secret sauce for survival.
Finally today, a view from our editorial floor. As we reported last week, Canada's Justin Trudeau is facing a backlash after a report found he'd acted unethically in a row with his now former Attorney General. But will it change voters' minds on Election Day?
So many of you here, I've been coming to Parliament Hill since I was a little kid for Canada Day.
What a difference 4 years can make. In 2015, Justin Trudeau's political future looked bright as the young, fresh-faced, progressive Liberal leader became Canada's new Prime Minister, prompting the rest of the world to sit up and take note of the country in a way they hadn't in decades. Now, as another general election looms, Trudeau's sparkling persona has lost some of that sheen. The SNC-Lavalin controversy, where Trudeau was accused by his Attorney General of trying to interfere in the criminal case against SNC-Lavalin, a Quebec-based company accused of bribing foreign officials, seemed to have died down earlier this year. But the scandal once again erupted last week when an ethics watchdog released a report confirming that the Prime Minister had acted unethically. The report is definitely a bad look for the PM. But we here at Monocle aren't convinced that the scandal will actually lead to devastation for Trudeau at the ballot box come October. Though his political opponents and conservative columnists have worked overtime to capitalise on his tarnished image, many Canadians have met the scandal with a collective shrug. Trudeau may no longer be squeaky clean, but opinion polls still predict the Liberals are likely to win the most seats in October.
Happy Canada Day!
That's all in today's program. You can read and subscribe to our daily email bulletin at our website, monocle.com. I'm Ben Ryland. The Monocle Minute will be back with the stories setting our agenda tomorrow morning.